Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are doing Sakura Demori Dreamers, the last H scene in the game that we're going to be doing for Kuriha's route. And it's the normal route, the main route. If you want to play the rest, you'll have to go get the game and play through the rest. But we're just doing the normal route, and we're almost done with it. And we'll be going on much larger adventures coming soon, just as kind of a little hint of what's going to be next. But it's going to be adventurous, and some of you may have already seen it, but you didn't realize we're going to do a whole thing, and we've got a lot of plans for these adventures, so stay tuned. Anyway, we've still got 2 chapters left of this, and that means we've got quite a lot of text to read, so let's get started. Hmm? What's wrong? No. It's better if you don't ask. It's weird. Now you got me curious. Fine, I'll say it. I just thought about how I've been kissing you with a mouth that you had your dick in it. Ah, haha. Kirito chuckled. It was a very intimate laugh, a testament to the fact we'd taken another step in our relationship. The tongue that felt amazing just to come in contact with had been licking my dick just earlier. Just thinking about it filled me with an odd sense of satisfaction. I'll kiss your important place too. Keep learning new things about you. Or I keep learning new things about you. That makes me really happy. She put more strength into her grip around my head. It felt really nice to kiss and hug like this. It was oddly satisfying to have her open herself to me like this. Your dick is already so big. Kirito's eyes reddened as she glanced down. I was wondering if it'd recover after how much you came earlier. That reminded me that I had just come in her mouth, making me feel a little guilty. But then in an odd way, it also felt like I was marking her as mine, rather. I'm sure I can handle 2 or 3 more times. Haha, I see. At first she had no knowledge whatsoever, but now she knew a penis would shrink after orgasm. Fukagami, are you, like, unusually robust? I don't know. I mean, given our age, it's probably... I never knew myself as someone who jerked it multiple times in a row. I think that just shows how much I want to have sex with you. Me too. It feels like bliss when we're hugging each other, and when you're inside me. Yeah. It was more the feeling that made me hard and ejaculate lots than mere physical stimulation. It seemed like I was learning more about sexuality myself. I'm gonna start. Okay, like this? Yeah, I think we can do it in this position too. Okay, alright. Glancing down, Kirito nodded. She raised her hips and pulled down her panties. I watched as she did it and felt my dick harden. Aha, Hugging like this, it's exciting. I had a little trouble finding her snatch from this angle, so I had her guide me in. It's hot. Her vagina let out a wet sound as my penis came in contact with it. Am I gonna need to drop down here? Yeah, I think it'd be better that way. Oh, okay. Ah. Kirito leaned against the wall with one of her hands to maintain balance. You don't need to hurry. I held her body, supporting her movements. She slowly lowered her hips. Your dick's coming in. Kirito's grip hardened, but her expression remained dreamy. It didn't look like it hurt her. It's inside. I could feel my tip glance against her cervix. It felt oddly satisfying to feel her all the way. That didn't change no matter how many times I experienced it. Kirito's body twitched. It sensed the sensation was a little much. No moving right away, I gently stroked her back. This position is amazing. Your dick is so deep. Does it hurt? No, it doesn't. Ha ha. It feels great. That's good to hear. I knew it shouldn't have, but I still wanted to confirm just in case this was a new position. I can feel your dick twitching inside me. She closed her eyes and seemed to focus on feeling my penis. Her insides coiled around me to the extent she could probably tell even the slightest of movements. Your hot thing is touching me deep inside. She slid her hips to strengthen that sensation further. With our connection deepening, the ecstasy of being joined jumped as well. We are never gonna finish this if I don't. We remained still in each other's arms for a while. Her insides kept squeezing, pleasuring me even without moving. It seemed to be the same for her too. Her body twitched ever so slightly along with my dick. It finally calmed down a little. I can. I can really feel it in this position, but it's not bad once in a while. Yeah, and we can look each other in the eyes. That's embarrassing. Kirito blushed and averted her gaze, but soon looked back at me and chuckled. It was quite endearing. It feels too good to kiss when we're connected. Same here. My penis continued to twitch regardless of whether or not we were moving. Her inside seemed to subtly wiggle which pleased me greatly. Fukugami, Kirito, all of my sensations jumped twofold as we connected both on top and at the down, whatever that means. The bliss from hugging her like this made my mind melt. I'll try moving. You will? Yeah, I think I can do it. Okay, then I leave it to you. She raised her hips to make it easier to move. Although she was hardly an expert, I would probably be fine as long as she moved in a way to please herself. She slowly began swaying her hips. Even smallest of movements made a wet sound come from between us. This is so embarrassing. My insides are soaking. I held her up the best I could, but left all the moving to her. Just like with the fellatio before, it felt incredible to have her do things for me. It's really good. Her movements had gradually grown bolder. She spun her hips, making her fleshy walls massage my dick from inside. With her this tight and my member this hard, I almost get scared and break off. Your dick feels so good, she says. It's so hot and hard. It's rummaging around the insides of my pussy, she says. Ah, amazing. I feel it. We have the AC on, but drops of sweat were dripping onto me from her forehead. Her face looked so obscene as it contorted with pleasure. I couldn't help but seal her lips. Are you having trouble breathing? She shook her head and pressed her lips against mine herself. Amazing. It seemed the kissing was turning her on even harder as her insides contracted around me. No way, I'm coming, thank God. Her insides continued to lightly twitch for a while as she climaxed. I was still stiff as a rock, so I could feel all these movements with absolute precision. We exchanged another deep kiss in the middle of her orgasm. It seems like she was waiting for it to recede. A string of saliva stretched between our lips as we pulled back. I ended up coming all by myself, but I like it better when we do it together. Yeah, I'm not that far off either. I'll try moving again. Let's come together this time, okay? Kirito resumed moving with our lips still pressed. It couldn't have been too easy to breathe like this, but she didn't pull away. It feels amazing. It's the same here. After having been squeezing her warm insides for so long, I'm about to melt. I'm almost there, Kirito. Yeah, come. Help. Me too. After having already reached climax once, the trembling of her vagina quickly hastened again, matching my own twitching as I neared orgasm. Perhaps her compatibility was really good on that end as well. I'm coming. I can't any longer. Yeah, me too. I fought against the waves of pleasure with all I had as I tried to match our timing. I'm coming. It's coming. I'm coming. Okay, finally. Are we done? Squelch. Amazing. It's so warm in my belly. Definitely seemed that the orgasm was stronger when we came together. Her insides squirmed and squeezed my ejaculating penis. Your dick is twitching. You're coming inside me. It feels warm in my belly. She let out a satisfied breath, something very different than when she climaxed by herself. We exchanged a steamy kiss as we savored the afterglow. It was the best I felt in my entire life. Kirito looked down on my face and smiled. Kirito, it felt great for me too. Yeah, it feels way better to climax together than alone. Just the fact that you came to me filled me with bliss by itself. Me too, just seeing you orgasm is... I'm out of breath. Can we stay like this for a while? Kirito leaned against me. We spent some time pressing against each other, catching our breath. It looks like your dick is still hard. Usually shrinks after you come. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on myself. Maybe it's because I felt too good. Ah, you being serious? She chuckled. I figured we could stop if she wanted to, but that didn't seem to be the case. One more round? Sure, though I don't know how much stamina I've got left. Okay, I'll move this time. Thanks. Kirito clung to me again, and I got a better grip on her sweaty body as well. Using the bed springs, I slowly moved my hips. Squelch, squelch. You're grinding me. Wet sounds filled the room as I thrusted in and out of her. Each thrust spread apart her insides and made the light foamy mass of our previous round ooze out. It sounds so obscene. Yeah, and it smells like semen. Yeah, I can smell it. Do you want me to open the window? I don't think they'll be able to hear us outside. No, I'm all right. I don't mind it. It didn't feel that bad when I took it in my mouth. I continued to move without reservations, filling the room with an even stronger smell of sex. Her own smell was part of this as well, turning me on. I'm close again. Me too. Your dick's so hard and hot. Okay, it's grinding my pussy. I gritted my teeth and shoved my penis deep inside. I wasn't the one moving during the other times, which meant I had quite a bit of stamina. And despite this being my third round, my dick was as sensitive and eager as ever. Yeah, it's better when you move it. Kirito clung to me as she took everything in. The thought that my actions pleased her filled me with an overwhelming feeling of satisfaction. I'm close to coming. The springs in my bed welled as I grinded her even harder. The semen from earlier splattered all over. Fresh love juice was spilling and soiling its now. Fukugami, let's do it. Together. Again. Yeah. I nodded and began moving even harder. Kirito's upper body swayed and pounded her. I'm sorry, but I'm almost there. Oh, okay. So just continue. Pierce me. With one last spurt, I shoved my penis in as far as it could go. A wave of pleasure shot along my back like a shiver. I'm coming, Kirito. I'll do it inside you. Me too, I'm coming. I'm coming. Hold on. The third time came with such strain that for a moment I got worried my heart would stop. It felt like every ounce of my lust was being siphoned out from its very roots. It probably didn't actually come as much as previous times, but my climax continued for an unusually long time like before. Kirito, completely spent as well, fell limp in my arms. Unable to support or wait any longer, I collapsed against the bed myself. We took it easy until evening, then packed to leave. I only stayed over at her place once, and since then we took a relatively modest approach when it came to staying the night. I slowly pedaled my bike to match her speed. I looked around. Peace really has returned to our town, hasn't it? Yes, it really has. I hadn't seen a single Bodok since the Joker died. And as far as I could tell, there hadn't been any strange accidents in our town lately either. I hope this will last. It's not like Bodoks can completely disappear, right? Kirito nodded. They're somewhat like a natural phenomenon. I remembered hearing that before. But it also means there's no need to overact if you see one or two of them. It's only bad news if a whole bunch of them gather in one place. But that probably won't happen unless someone like the Joker appears again. And monsters like that don't pop up every day. The Joker, Hide, definitely possessed a very peculiar soul. Most people would get devoured by the Bodoks from the inside and couldn't live for long. As such, the problem would solve by itself sooner or later, even without our help, though the number of victims would increase the longer we let them run amok. But he wasn't like that. He lived possessed for years without displaying any obvious abnormalities. His victims were in the triple digits. Yeah, he wasn't normal. That said, the less murderers there are, the better. It's possible someone might get possessed by a red Bodok again. Let's take care of it if that happens. As the Kuranomori Dreamers. Yeah. The sun had almost set by the time we reached her house. Do you absolutely have to head home after this? I'm not immediately, I guess. Then, how about having dinner with us? I mean, it's the last day of summer break. You mean with your parents and grandfather? Yes, you don't want to? She gave me an uncertain look, remembering how I refused last time. I thought I'd be indulging myself too much last time, but this time it felt a bit different. Alright, I can do that if you'll have me. Really? Yay. I reconfirmed it was the right choice as I saw her smile. To tell the truth, I've been talking about you a lot back home. And so they started to ask me to introduce you to them as my boyfriend properly. I'm not doing this just because they told me, of course. If possible, I'd like you to stay over myself. That'd be going a bit too far, but what are your parents saying exactly? What do you mean? Are they being, like, serious and grim about this? No, not really. They just keep smiling as I talk about you. I see. That's good. My sister was a bit on the secretive side, so we never learned much about her boyfriend, but... My parents are insisting I be more open. I'm totally behind that idea, though, not because they're telling me. I see. And here we are. But I'm glad. It'd have been boring if we had to split up after reaching the house. Now we'll be able to be together for a few more hours. Haha, yeah. It was extremely endearing how she made a few more hours out to be such a big deal. Especially since we already had big plans to hang out tomorrow. There was still some time before dinner. Kirito said she needed to change, so I was left alone for a while. Thanks for waiting. Did you catch a cold? Your voice is kind of... Nah, I just tried imitating my granddaughter. It sounded just like her, didn't it? Not really. I'd never mistake that for her. What? Was he generally surprised by this? Perhaps I should have had a darling. That'd just make it sound even less like her. Haha, I suppose that's a bit too adorable for our Kureha after all. Adorable? Really? Thank you for having me. It has been a while. Her grandfather sat down right beside me. Are you and Kureha getting along? Yes. That's good. The girl, contrary to her appearance, can be quite an airhead sometimes, so it's gonna be your job to have her back. I nodded. Thanks for waiting. No way, what are you doing home early already, Grandpa? See? I totally had that down. I exercised my right to not comment. Wait, what? It's nothing, just some man talk. Man talk. Jeez, I totally ended up embarrassing myself. Kirito pursed her lips with the blushing cheeks. Ah. I totally let my guard down, thinking I was all alone at home. Aha! To escape shame, one has to keep their mind alive at all times. I'm sure that wouldn't have happened if you returned to practicing kendo. Kirito completely ignored him. I didn't know you were home. I felt his presence in the house, so I came around to see him. Presence? Is that something you mastered in kendo too? No, I assumed as much from Kureha's footsteps. What? Her footsteps? We both cocked our heads. She was skipping even though she just returned from a date, which made me think her boyfriend was still with her. That actually sounded pretty impressive, but Kirito gave him a skeptical look. My footsteps, really? It most certainly is. You might not have realized, but when you return from your dates... I don't know if it's because you're feeling lonely without him, but your footsteps sound very heavy. Those earlier were light. You'd have to be deaf to not be able to tell the difference. Kirito blushed, so he was probably on the mark. Well then, it seems it's almost time for dinner. I'll take my leave for the dining room ahead of you two. Kirito let an embarrassed chuckle as her grandfather left the room. Aha! It seems Age has been surprisingly kind in his hearing. Apparently so. The dinner with Kirito's family ended without a hitch. It was already late, so I excused myself, but ended up chattering with Kirito by our front gate. Well, maybe not exactly chattering, since there was little for us to talk about at this point. We just didn't want to be apart. I almost started laughing earlier. Huh? What about? About what you're telling your family about me. It sounded almost like you were doing it because your parents were telling you to. That came up during dinner, but her mother's response came as a bit of a surprise. What are you talking about? Kirito can't shut up about you. Huh? Ah, what? You keep telling us everything you do with him, even when we don't ask. Well, not to imply it's not interesting when she's talking so passionately. Indeed, I can barely recognize her anymore. Really? I was just reporting on what they asked me for at first, okay? But now that I think about it, I might have gotten carried away a little a few times. That's something I miss when a girl would get excited about having a boyfriend. Oh, I got this great guy and he's awesome, amazing, blah, 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 blah. And they don't do that anymore. It's like, yeah, I got this guy over here, that guy over there, this guy over there. It's not like it used to be. Not like, oh, my boyfriend's so cool. I remember that when a woman was really excited. Like, she wanted to tell everybody, oh, he's a great guy, blah, blah, blah. He's tall, because I'm tall, and she was short. So, yeah, it was a thing. I think it's good to be frank with your parents. Really? Yeah, that wouldn't happen if you didn't get along, and that's what's most important. You mentioned how your parents passed away in a plane crash. I nodded. I think I know what you mean, but I'm alright. I might have lost my parents, but I still got a family. Yeah, I know. Kirito nodded and placed her hand on my arm. And you've got me too now, right? Of course. The sudden burst of happiness caught me unaware as a sensation of tears welled behind my eyes. I was really grateful it was night because the darkness masked my features in that moment. Would you like to be together for a bit longer? Yeah, for as long as you can stay. I embraced her shoulders and pulled her close. She too snuggled against me. And so we stared at the sky, pressing ourselves into together. There we are, Seki Yuichi. Shinji, it's morning. Wake up. I suddenly opened my eyes. Good morning. Ah, Atsune. I took some time staring at the familiar face of my little sister. Morning. Yeah. It was a bit odd to say long time no see to a family member, but I indeed hadn't seen her for almost a month. I didn't know what to say. I never had these kind of thoughts about a family member before. Good morning. I tried thinking, but all I could come up with was the usual morning greeting. Is something wrong? You're staring at me. No. Maybe he's counting the new wrinkles on your face. Hey, that lightened the mood. But I'm pleasantly surprised, Shinji. I've been expecting to find a mess in the kitchen, but... It seems to be in perfect order. Did you cook for yourself? Yeah, nothing too fancy, though. Well, you've earned my respect, young man. Our family breakfast started with the usual news playing on the TV screen. Superficially, didn't feel any different from before. Did you enjoy your summer break? I nodded. I could tell from your face, you've got a tan. We didn't waste any time either. We actually went to London for the first time in a long while. Huh? Did you fly? Of course. No, they swam. The two hadn't stepped on a plane since the accident. It was my uncle that, since then, had to keep coming back to visit them. He's busy with work as usual, so it's less of a hassle for us to go see him. I can imagine, but... I can't let it ruin... Okay, I can't let it ruin my life forever. And there hasn't been a single accident like that since then. They say flying's safer than riding a car anyway. I should have gotten over it ages ago. No amount of moping will bring back the past. Yeah, I realized that when I saw Monica off. Being unable to forget the past and being unable to face the future were two different things. Nothing good could come from clinging to regrets. Did you have fun? Yes, lots, right? Yeah, we went to lots of places, like the British Museum. That's good to hear. I saw Dad for the first time in a while. Now that I thought about it, it's been a while since my uncle moved overseas. It's pretty sad to think he'd been there all alone for so long. What about you, Shinji? Have you gotten over everything? Man, she had a lot to say. I nodded. I could tell what Miss Miyako was talking about. That's good to hear. It's pretty hard to see you down all the time. But you're okay now, right? You spent the summer break doing lots of fun things and smiling all the time, right? Yeah. Two smiled as I nodded. Hatsune got over a first love as well, just for the record. It'll be a lot better to make it clear. It looks like Shinji's still worried about that. We exchanged looks and burst into laughter. As such, let's live happily as a family of three from now on as well. Not like it could be any different. Yeah. Yeah. A feeling of relief washed over me. I had to thank Miss Miyako for being so smooth and mending everything up. I'll be on my way. See you later. You get kind of disoriented after the summer break, don't you? I didn't even mess with the time I got out of bed that much, but... Yeah, I feel kind of the same. A bit drained, too. Did you do your homework? Yeah, what about you? Me too, though I didn't have time for it when I was overseas, so I barely made it. How long were you there? 10 days. That's pretty long. We tend not to travel like that very often, but Mom had work, so... Maybe that's why she bought so many souvenirs and gifts. Being a career professional sounds like a lot of headache. Good morning, Fukagami. Morning. It's been a while, Hatsune. Yes, good morning. Phew, I reflexively started running as soon as I saw your face. I couldn't help but stifle a smile. Now that I noticed it, her shoulders were heaving up and down. Have you been running for a while? You seem out of breath. Yes, I've got pretty good eyesight. I'm sure it's close to 20/20. That's pretty amazing. Wait, did you know that we were dating? Ah, yes, Shinji told me. Please take good care of my brother. Haha, what's that supposed to mean? We parted ways with Hatsune and headed to our classroom. It feels oddly nostalgic coming back after a whole month. Yeah, it might not have been the case if we had classes during the break, but our school wasn't like that. I headed to the classroom, greeting the friends I hadn't seen for a while. Morning. Morning, you don't look so well. Are you okay? Yeah, no, I didn't sleep too much. My day and night cycle kind of turned upside down during the break. You look good, though. Jeez, you even got a tan. I didn't mess with my circadian rhythm. Don't fucking do that. That's how I got all fucked up. Heh, thanks for the advice, Mr. Sirius. I didn't exactly plan it, but it seemed getting up early every morning to see my girlfriend paid off. I had nothing to do through the entire break. What about you? I didn't want to sound like bragging, but I didn't want to lie either, so I said it straight. I've been busy hanging out with my girlfriend. Huh? Sabai was speechless for about 5 minutes. What? I knew you were lying to me. Huh? What are you talking about? You said you didn't have one when I asked. I haven't forgotten. Oh, no, I wasn't lying. We had yet to start dating when you asked. Who is it? Man, that was a weird way to ask, who is it? Knowing how fast rumors tended to spread, should I say it? Kirito probably wouldn't mind, but it was not my decision to make. That, I'll tell you later. I want to run it by my girlfriend first. Well, man. He is a traditional Japanese man. Next, he'll be giving her his paycheck. No, that's true, guys. Let's see. I think Nobita from Japan and Mashida. Mashida talks about this. Basically, the husband gives the wife the paycheck, and usually they get about 300 yen in, or 3,000 yen, not in spending money. And that's it. And the wife takes care of everything else, at least we think. But that's the way that Japanese men have always done it. Salary men work themselves to death, get 3,000 yen, and that's about it. Roughly 3,000 yen. Some might get a little more, some might get a little less, but that's usually how much you get. Well, I think I already know who it is. Sabai turned around, his gaze fixing on. Kirito waves me with a smile, so I had to do the same. Ah. I knew it'd be like this, damn it. Sabai returned to his seat, mumbling curses under his breath. A lazy, post-break atmosphere filled the classroom as everyone took their seats. Kirito alone sat at her desk as straight as an arrow. Intentional or not, she still stood out quite a bit. Everyone would probably figure us out sooner or later if she kept paying special attention to me. I fixed my attention to two guys at the end of the classroom. Now that is something I do remember. Young love. When you had a girl in school, and you fancied her, you'd look at each other. I do remember that. I fixed my attention to two guys that entered the classroom. Seki and Shohei. I never spoke to them, so normally I'd have looked away, but this time, it seemed like Shohei was messing with Seki again. He had one arm around Seki's neck, kept punching his belly with the other, making sounds that I could hear even from this distance. Seki endured it with a morose expression. It was just like before. He could probably easily overpower the smaller guy through sheer strength of mass. But it was personality that was the problem here. It's like the guy on the Go Ranger I've been watching. I am Mount Aso. You get me angry? And he picks the guy up and throws him over. He's like, don't make me angry. And throws him over the hill. Ah! Yep, that's probably what would happen here. Even though he was a larger size ranger, which is kind of, you know, unexpected even for that time, it's the 1970s. They always showed him as the strongest one. He could eat the most, and he would always overpower everybody. He's like, no one can beat me in a competition of strength. Like, dude is awesome. He's probably one of the better rangers we've had, to be absolutely honest with you. I once warned them when Aizawa was still alive. It didn't seem like it worked much, not that I expected it to. The second semester finally saw us get a new homeroom teacher. Tsukuda remained missing, but no one seemed to care anymore. His disappearance had been reported, and the police were probably still investigating it, but they wouldn't find anything. Just one more person missing, and Sakura Nomori. But that wouldn't happen here again, at least for the time being. Long time no see. Long time no see. We all ended up eating lunch together. It made me realize how long it had been since we gathered together at Sakura Nomori Dreamers, which probably was a good thing. Now that I think about it, we never got to celebrate you two dating. Congratulations. Thanks. They're both other paths in the game. They're both other paths. There's a Mahoro path and a Mifyu path. Yep. To tell the truth, both Mifyu and I were interested in you to an extent, but I suppose it's too late for that now. I appreciated her frankness. How was your summer break? Well, I suppose I don't even need to ask. I mean, Kyuya didn't have any time for us this year. Yeah, I mean, I was busy with Fukugami. I knew it. What about you two? Yeah, we got jealous of having a boyfriend so bad we went out wandering around the town at nights looking for someone to pick us up. Huh? Really? I'm kidding, except for the part about wanting a boyfriend. Speak for yourself. I don't really care one way or the other. Really? I was busy in my own way, painting and such. Ah, you changed the subject, but it's not like I had nothing to do myself. I swam at the pool and studied for exams. It sounded like they led pretty fulfilling lives, despite what they were saying. Anyway, I'm glad that nothing bad happened at least. It'd probably be a terrible thing to say that things haven't been as interesting lately. Yeah. Shinji, you're still planning to remain in Sakura Nomori Dreamers, right? Of course, I love this town and I want to do everything I can to protect it. I'm glad to hear that. What about you, Hatsune? Yes, I feel the same too. Shizumiya nodded with a smile. I never asked Hatsune myself, so her answer was something of a relief to me. The classes ended and I didn't feel particularly disoriented. It was probably because I remained on a healthy schedule throughout the break. Let's go home. Sure. We both stood up and headed out of the classroom. I felt eyes on us, but it didn't seem like Kirito minded at all. I wonder if it'd be bad if we held hands in school. I was wondering the same thing. I didn't know if it was against regulations, but rules aside, I'd never seen any couples doing something like that at school. It's probably not the best of ideas. Okay, I had the same feeling. Is it okay to tell our friends that we're dating? Huh? Of course. I knew you'd say that, but I just wanted to confirm it. I don't know if you noticed, but everyone was looking at us. Or at her. Most likely her, actually. Huh? Why? We didn't even hold hands. Well, I think they can still sense that we've become a couple. That's all? Probably. Kirito nodded, but didn't say anything else. Is it okay after we pass through the gate? I nodded and took her hand. Haha, it feels like something's missing when we walk next to each other without holding hands. Yeah, it had become a habit before we knew it. It didn't seem like becoming a couple was the goal. Our relationship kept deepening after we started dating. Maybe I should seriously join a club. I changed the subject. A club? Weren't you in the literature club? I haven't been there in forever, so it'd only be awkward if I started showing up now. I was thinking about starting something new since there's not much to do after school. Not much to do? I thought we'd be going out. Yeah, but I think we should do other things too. I mean, you didn't attend any clubs because you were busy with securing more dreamers, right? Yeah, well, that was mostly just an excuse, though. I didn't feel much like participating in anything. I remember her mentioning that they weren't really operating before I joined. You don't like clubs? Yeah, I don't know why. I guess I don't like being part of a group. I could believe that. She didn't seem to be the type to pay much attention to her surroundings, both in a good and in a bad way. Is there anything you want to do in particular? Not really. Maybe something sports related. Then let's see what we can find. This is probably the first time I checked out our school's webpage. For starters, I'll avoid anything kendo related. Okay? Haha, yeah. Darn, there's a lot of clubs in our school. Yeah. Oh, they have tea ceremony. I was interested in that. I remember her mentioning something along those lines before. You don't like that kind of thing? I don't know. I never tried. Then how about we join it together? We can do that. I nodded and Kirito smiled. Aha! I can finally put my kimono to good use. I think you'll still have to wear a uniform for all in-school activities. Oh. We ended up just chatting until evening. Yeah, I guess we gotta go home earlier now that classes have started again. I don't think it's any different from our usual. I mean, you walk to school, so we've got to split up at the bus stop. Oh, I remember what she said yesterday, and it made my heart warm up inside. But I'm glad. It'd been boring if we had to split up after reaching the house. Now we'll be able to be together for a few more hours. Yeah, I guess that's a bit unfortunate. Yep. Speaking of which, I got a bit curious about that pair earlier in the morning. What were their names again? Seki and Shohei? Yes, those two. You were watching them. Did something happen? Not answering that directly, I'm impressed you noticed that. I mean, you're my boyfriend, so of course. That made me smile. It wasn't like they piqued my interest. I just thought Shohei was back at his old game. I told him to cut it out once before, but it doesn't seem like that had much of an effect. I see. What is that anyway? Bullying? I think so. That's not something I like seeing in my class, but there's little we can do if he doesn't listen. The other guy should man up and do something about it himself. He should. That was true, but Saiki didn't seem like the type who could stand up for himself, which is probably the whole reason Shohei was picking on him to begin with. I waited for the bus with her. It'd be nice if it was late. I chuckled at her words yesterday, but I was hardly better myself. Oh, here it is. She didn't seem too thrilled seeing it either. The bus pulled into the bus stop. The doors opened. Well then, see you tomorrow. Yeah, bye-bye. Let's go to the tea ceremony club tomorrow. All right. I waved at her through the window, and I actually found myself wishing buses spent a little more time at their stops. I watched the bus until it disappeared into the horizon. That was the first day of class after the break. Nothing really out of the usual. Same here. We ate dinner, casually chatting about what had happened today. I didn't mind cooking for myself, but Miss Miyako's food was definitely way better than anything I could concoct. Oh, that's right. I might join a club. Huh, weren't you in one already? The literature club? But I never go there, though I do like reading. What club were you thinking about? Tea ceremony. Kirito said she was interested. Ah, okay. That sounds like something she'd be into. You should try as many clubs while you still can. There won't be many opportunities for that kind of thing in the future. Yeah. Youth is all about enjoying yourself. I think that's a bit of an overstatement. No, not at all. You'll think the exact same thing when you grow older, I promise. I walked the two to their apartment as usual after dinner. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, see you. My normal life will resume starting tomorrow. At least that's what I told myself. And what's next? Well, we'll find out. Now that we're finally back on the story, after all the H, let's go ahead and finish this one to completion. So, we'll see you next time when we continue this new story arc, which seems to revolve around Seki and Shohei. And then, of course, there's the conclusion arc, which is right after. So we're getting pretty close. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Visual Novel Corner with Sakura Nomori Dreamers.